This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last night, I'm sitting there on the couch. I'm watching a baseball game. And I'm like, all right, well, this should be over here soon. So let me see what I can DoorDash or maybe go pick up once this wraps up. Suffice to say, I didn't eat. I did not go pick up food. I did not have it delivered because the Game 5 matchup of the Mariners and Tigers went on for 4.5 hours, I believe.
Almost five.
Estimated run time.
Yeah,
that was absolutely preposterous. It got to a point where I was just like, for the love of all things holy, someone just end this, please. And quite frankly, the way that game was going, now I will say that once you get to the 15th inning, like, all bets are off. I don't think you can really go back and say this one thing dictated how that game went. Like, there were so many moments where either team could have won and or lost that game. I mean, Mariners had multiple guys on base that they left on base in the extra innings where they grounded into double plays to end it. I mean, the Tigers, I think they left six guys on base. At one point, bases were loaded. And right before that, Eugenio Suarez had to make a play at home where he threw it right back to home after a little chopper to third base where they were able to tag out the runner. So again, there are so many things that happened in this game you can't really go and say this is the one thing or these were the major plays that made it happen. But my God, that is just the game as a whole. That is an all-timer, man. Just no runs being scored the entire extra innings, just waiting for someone to break through, someone to make a big play, someone to get a hit, someone to get on base in advance. If you ask AJ Pierzynski, for the love of God, someone please bunt. You know, it was just there were so many things that happened in that game that made it an all-time classic. And, of course, even more of a classic for Mariner fans out there because they are finally going back to the ALCS after 24 years, Rashad.
Oh, man. What a game. What a series. For real. No, it was one of those things. Like, I remember watching the game at first, and then I'm one of those people, and I've told you guys, like, when I don't like the score or when I get, like, frustrated watching games, I have to turn the channel or do something else just for a second. I'm one of those people, like, I have to walk away for a minute and come back, and it's, like, the sixth inning, and then the Mariners are down. I'm like, damn it, this isn't going well. Got to walk away. Come back, Mariners are tied in the game. I'm like, okay, here we go. And then just these amazing innings, the defense for both teams, the pitching for both teams, was phenomenal. You got one on base and then all of a sudden double play. Like, what are you talking about? Or two on base and then as a double play. It's like, oh my gosh, like, how did that happen that fast? Back up. Like, you think every time you thought that this was the inning that, you know, Cal Raleigh or Julio, somebody makes this huge play and all of a sudden, yep, Tigers are up and back and forth and back and forth. And if you were watching that game, like, if you weren't invested by the ninth inning, by the 12th, you were like, okay, let's effing go. What's happening here? I just want somebody to win. Either way, it was going to be a great game. So to be the, I think this is the what's the stat, Jordan? This is, hold on, I just looked it up.
The first time
ever. Oh, for the ALCS.
Yeah, first time ever, yeah. So basically, it's for the first time, like a series is ended with 15 innings.
Yeah, it was the longest game by inning for a series deciding game in MLB history.
I believe
that's crazy.
Yeah, they said that on the broadcast.
That's crazy
because,
again, if you love baseball, then this was the best thing ever. If you're just getting into baseball, then this was the best thing ever. Because, I mean, typically, this isn't what baseball looks like in June.
Well, no, because you got the stupid ghost runners.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a good point. Yeah, so, it would not get this far usually.
Anyway. So, no, it was really good to see. Like, it was awesome to see. I'm not a Mariners fan, but I live in Portland, and we don't have a baseball team. So that's always been the team. If I did go to a game, it was always to the Mariners because they're 3 hours up the road. So it is super cool to see them in this position. Hopefully they can get the job done and move on to the next round. But they got a team waiting for them that's familiar with this territory and is trying to shut all that party down for the Mariners. So we'll see what it is, man. But either way, I think for tonight and even most of last night, all of last night, you can celebrate, Mariners fans.
Well,
keep celebrating.
This is what it sounded like on Fox Sports as the Mariners walked off the Tigers for the victory.
Canely hoping that maybe a changeup can induce a ground ball here from Polanco to try to send this to the 16th inning. Polanco, with one swing, could end the series. 3-2.
Adam Amin was on his game last night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was pretty damn good. Even when, like, again, some of those double plays happened for the Mariners or Mariners were able to get out of a jam. Like, he was able to – and this is what drives me nuts about some commentators is that it could be, you know, on the TV right now. They're showing the highlights of Washington versus Rutgers. Like, Joe Tessitore could be like, bow down, Washington, what a play! And I'm just like, all right, let's settle down. Like, this is, I don't know if that reaction warrants this game and what it means. No matter what the game is, I feel like Joe Tessitore always has it, like, at an 11. Gus Johnson is like this a little bit as well. Adam Amin, his emotion level for big plays in this game was so heightened that you felt the importance of the moment and
Absolutely.
What was happening. And I really appreciated how he was calling this game. And dear God, someone bunt for AJ Pierzynski again. Like, that dude, he was driving me nuts. The amount of complaining he was doing about teams not doing certain things during the game or what they were doing. Like, his amount of, like, and I know he is the color analyst of what's going on, but
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
My God, it seemed like every decision was made was the wrong decision, according to AJ Pierzynski.
I mean, for bunting, maybe not ever. I was yelling at AJ Pierzynski, but bunting wise, I was yelling at my TV agreeing with him. Like, JP, bunt!
Yeah.
Bunt!
And then the Tigers even had a moment, too, where they could have done it as well. But yeah, I move on to the Rick Riz call of the walk-off score for the Mariners.
It has come down to this. It has come down to one pitch. And if Kainley misses, it would be a walk-off walk in this classic duel. Here we go, the stretch. Kainley has got to throw a strike. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung out, line drive, base hit right field. Jorge Polanco with a walk-off single, and the Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. The Mariners win the battle in Seattle in 15 innings. The Mariners win it 3-2. The Mariners will be on their way to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. What an epic game. 15 innings. Jorge Polanco is getting mobbed out in left field.
So the battle in Seattle.
So either way, Polanco, who was having a tough night,
yeah,
right? He was having seriously, three strikeouts, like, you know, prior to that, like, he wasn't not. I mean, he didn't ground out; he struck out like three times. Like, so to get to that moment, and knowing that really one more ball and we're gonna win the game anyway. You talk about having pressure, but really none. You know, at all. Only thing you have to do is not strike out. But then again, that's where that pressure comes back in, because all you've done all night is strike out, you know. And so for him to get that hit right there to really seal it, again, a walk would have done it for him anyway, which it's already, if you're punching the wall right now, you're punching the air if you're Detroit right now, you know. But how much sadder would that have been if that had been a walk in a walk in a walk off? Like,
well, I don't know if it, I mean, getting a base hit definitely makes the moment much more fun cooler.
Yeah, but if that had been the case, like, we have to jump you.
No, I hear you. Like, there was a point when, yeah, I got to a 3-2 count at the end. And I was like, I swear to God, if this game ends with a walk-off walk, I'm going to be a little pissed.
After you put multiple batters on base by walking them, and yeah, then, bro, we have to jump you after this is over. If you walk him and they win that way, we have to jump.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I forget the dude's name for the Tigers that they put in, but there was a feeling that once he came in, I was like, all right, I think we're just about
Tommy
done
Canley.
Here. Tommy Canley.
Former Yankee last year,
because Flaherty, he was doing decent enough. He was kind of getting a little squirrely with his fastball, but he was doing fine while he was in there. And God, how many starting pitchers got put out there last night?
Yeah, like, can I get in on this analysis, or am I gonna?
No, absolutely not, Jordan.
Like, you guys are going. I'm just like, I'm ready to go here. Like, am I good? Or
go ahead.
No, I'm just. Can I just say I was crying during that?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
We know.
Not just last night, but like, if you heard, I need to point out Rick Riz was doing the exact call that Dave Niehaus did, going to the American League Championship. He did it in the same cadence and. Yeah, brought a tear to my eye, especially how embarrassed I was last week after I got owned during that call here on The Fan. But, dude, actually, to your point, Joe, many starting pitchers were used. For the Mariners, man, I think people were expecting Castillo first out of the bullpen after Kirby, but it ended up being break glass open in case of emergency option, Logan freaking Gilbert, right?
Who had never pitched out of the bullpen in his entire MLB career.
Nope, and came in through beautifully. Two innings, of course, there were a couple of hits given up, but I feel like in extra innings, every single inning, or almost every single inning, except a 1-2-3 by Bizzardo, started with a walk or a hit for either team, right? It was just that close the whole way, and you guys haven't even mentioned Tarek Skubal yet. 13 strikeouts through the first six innings for the Tigers held the Mariners basically to nothing. If they hadn't manufactured that run,
I would have left him in longer, man. I don't care about the 100 pitch.
I'm gonna let him go.
This is the last game of the year. Like, hell, let him throw 120.
I was confused they pulled him, because I'm let him go.
Well, same with Kirby too.
He was on, so I was thinking about the whole Scooble thing. He was on 4 days of rest, which is, you know, almost five, like your normal, you know, normal rest during the regular season is, but he had only thrown it max in his career, I think AJ said, or one of the broadcasters on the game said 108 pitches ever, like, and he was at 99, so he was getting close. Maybe they could have brought him back out for the seventh, but I think even AJ Hinch in the postgame said that, like, that exuberance and that, you know, rush of whatever adrenaline, it just, his emotion at the time kind of reflected where the game was at, and it just kind of signaled the fact that he was probably done. But at that point, that, I think that's what I said on primetime, is like, I was so excited to see them get to somebody after Scooble. We knew they weren't going to get to Scooble, right? The one run was a gift, and I was pretty scared after Kerry Carpenter hit that other one, but man, they grinded it out, guys. Leo Rivas on his birthday. I mean, Mitch Garver, who would have thought that he would have had an important RBI in this series at all? Josh Naylor stepped up with the daddy strength. He went 3-for-6. Polanco, you're right. Rashad, he had a horrible night, man, but stepped up with the game-winning hit. Like, it's just every single person on this roster contributed in some way, and I think the pitching is some of the best in baseball. Now, how tired will these guys be in Toronto? Well, hopefully they get woo. But, oh my God, go Mariners. This is amazing. I could keep talking about this for like another hour. So I won't. I won't. I'll give this back to you. I apologize.
Well, it was a fun game. Like I said, I omitted dinner because of it. Seattle Mariners owe me a dinner at this point. You owe me some potty Thai food or something like that.
Actually, that's exactly what we had last night. We did not omit dinner. Yeah, some pad key mao.
Ah, yeah. Very nice.
Very good. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.